Beginning tonight's Shir and Siman Reish Mem Zayin, we are up to Sif Beis, the second to last line on page Yud Aleph, the page following page 20. We discussed in the last Shir, Sif Aleph, about a person who sends a letter through a Goy, that he can do it even on Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, as long as he set a price with the Goy, and then we assume the Goy is doing it for himself. So in Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, "Im hisna imo sheiten lo scharo." If the Jew stipulated with the guy that he's going to pay him, afal pi shelo pirish kama yiten lo, even though he did not specify how much he was going to pay him, dino kekotzeit, it has the same din as if they made a set price. The samucha daite the Einu Yehudi. The Einu Yehudi is satisfied with that. And therefore, he knows that money is awaiting him, and therefore, any tircha that he's doing is for himself. It's not considered being done for the Jew. But if there was no stipulation whatsoever, it was just the Jew gave it to the Goy Stam, even though the Goy had in his mind that he would get some money, usser, that's forbidden. The lo samcha daite, because there he doesn't rely on the fact that he's getting money. And then it's considered as if the Goy is being matriach for the Jew, and he's working for the Jew on Shabbos. Now, the Bir Alocha says over here, the one-line Bir Alocha on page Yud Aleph, Im hisna imo sheitin lo scharo, if he stipulated with him that he was going to give him wages, rotza lomar karo'ui lo. The stipulation was he was going to give him the appropriate amount, o kafi mashe yispasher imo, or they were going to negotiate, they're going to work something out, and he felt at ease about it, so then we say it's okay. Ukumosha birayte bir alocha, b'simen reishnan beiz, siv beiz. So there has to be some kind of deal going on over here that the guy feels satisfied that he's getting his money and therefore he's doing it for his own purposes now because the money awaits him. Says the Mishabura on page 22, Sifkaton Yudveiz, but if the Jew and the guy did not make any deal together, you know the guy has in his mind that he's going to make money, the Mechaber means to say, lo mi baya. Needless to say, if the goy is in doubt whatsoever, if the Jew is going to pay him anything, then certainly it's going to be aser. We don't need to tell you that. But even if the Jew understands from the goy that he is awaiting reward, he's awaiting payment from the Jew, or from the one who is going to be the acceptance of the delivery, afilu hachi aser. Even if the Jew sees, the guy realizes he's going to get paid either from the sender or the receiver, still it's going to be aser. Kevan she ha-Yisrael lo hefticho adayin. Since the Jew did not guarantee it for him, it's not considered a ketzitza, it's not considered a kablon, and therefore he's considered working for the Jew on Shabbos, and it will be aser. Continues the Mechaber in Siv Gimel, top line on page 22. Im secharo l'yamim. So till now we're discussing where the Jew hired him, paying him by the job. Here we're discussing that he pays him by the day. Each day that he goes and delivers a letter, he gets paid for that day. Im secharo l'yamim, he pays him for the days. Davar katzo b'chol yom b'halichaso u'b'chazaraso. A set amount that he's going to give him each day that he goes and comes back. But the Jew does not stipulate with the guy what days he goes. He just says, each time you go, I'm going to give you $100. So imhu be'erev Shabbos aser. If the Jew makes this deal with the guy on erev Shabbos, it is aser. Dekishiyotze b'Shabbos nivre ki'ilu hisna imo kach. Because if the guy goes on Shabbos right after this stipulation was made on erev Shabbos, it looks like he's going out on Shabbos for the Jew, and therefore it will be a problem. But it is clearly mashma that if it would be earlier in the week, and he would make that stipulation, even if the guy would go out on Shabbos, it would be okay, because the deal was not made right before Shabbos. Says the Mishabura in Sivkotan Yud Gimel, Im Sechar L'Yamim, Ratzalomar means to say, the Afshe Yitarnu Le'el Be'Kotzatz Afilu Be'erev Shabbos, even though we learned in Sif Aleph that if they made a set price, it is mutter to send the guy out on this mission, even on Friday, Hainu Kishu Kotzetz Lo Soch Kotzel Ba'ad Pulaso. That's when you make a set price that you're paying him for the job. The oz adaiti the nafshei of it, because then we say he's really working for himself. The lo minker klal sham melacha hanasas b'Shabbos u'b'shlichas Yisrael, and it's not recognizable at all that the melacha that's being done on Shabbos is being done as the messenger of the Jew. Aval kishes scharu l'yamin, but when the Jew hires him by the day, shekotzev lo sachar ba'ad kol yom, that he stipulates an amount that he's going to pay him for each day that he does a delivery. Av she'eno makbid olav masa yelech, even though he does not show any stringency and hakpada on when he should go, va'adayte denafshe oved pu'loso gam bazeh, and in this case as well, the guy is really working for himself, ulethikach odith milo kotzas klal, and therefore, as we'll see, this case will be better with than making no deal whatsoever, umutter b'dalavei afodas ha'machaber, and like we were medayken the machaber, it will be mutter to make this deal on Wednesday or Thursday, mikom mokom k'shesocho b'er Shabbos aser. But still, if he made this stipulation that he's going to pay him each day that he does a delivery, he made the deal with him on Friday, it will be aser. Dekevan sheyotzei tekef b'Shabbos, because since the guy is going to go out right away on Shabbos, nire ki'ilu hisni imo kach, it looks like that was the deal they made, u'bishlichuso holech, and it looks like he's being sent out as a shliach of the Jew, mi'achar shenosan lo sochar bi'ad hayom. Since the Maisa is paying him by the day, and he's going out right after the Jew makes the deal, so it gives the appearance that he's just going out as a shliach of the Jew, and therefore it will be a problem. But this problem will only be b'Erev Shabbos, if katan yodalad. Ava b'yom chamishi mutter, but making this deal on Thursday, even though he will go do the delivery on Shabbos, will be mutter. Uladas haramah le'el b'hagah, and according to the Ramah that we had in Sif Aleph, afilu lo kotzas klal mutter b'yom chamishi. If you remember, the Ramah told us that even if you didn't make any katzitza, as long as the deal was not made right before Shabbos, it wasn't made on Friday, if it was made Thursday earlier, it would be fine. So in this case, it would be even more lenient. According to the Mechaber, we're saying you need to make this deal, they're going to pay him by the days, and then he's doing Adayta Denafshe, just make sure the deal wasn't made on Friday, then it's okay Wednesday or Thursday. According to the Ramah that we said earlier, just Stam sending it on Wednesday or Thursday would be okay, because it doesn't look like it's connected to the Shlichos that he's doing on Shabbos. Says the Mechaber, Vayter in Sif Dalad, Im ha'enu Yehudi molech haksav b'chinam. If the guy does the delivery of this letter for free, afilu nesana lo b'erev Shabbos mutter. Even if the Jew handed it to him on Erev Shabbos, and he goes and does it on Shabbos, it is mutter, because he's doing it for free. Sheharei ha'enu Yehudi me'elavu o'sezeh. Because the guy is doing it on his own. Ve'enu elo lahachzik tova li'Yisrael. And he's only doing it to pay back and show appreciation to the Jew. Mipnei ma'shekiva memenu, because of what he obviously received from the Jew. Ve'havile ki'ilu kotzatz. And this case is ki'ilu, they stipulated a set price. So the Mechaber is telling us over here, if the guy is willing to take it for free, right, there's no free lunch. The reason why the guy is willing to take it for free is because it must be the Jew did something for him previously, and therefore it's really like he got paid for it. And therefore, as Dr. Mechaber, this is like Sif Alf, and you made a set price, because even though he's doing it for free, it's keilu, he got payment for it, and it's viewed as a ktsitsa. The Ramah says, V'yesh chokim u'svir lehu dekol sh'osa b'chinam aser. There are those who argue on this, and they hold that if you do it for free, it is still aser. V'tov lahachmir, says Ramah, it is good to be machmir. Aval b'mokom she'enu Yehudi masil im ha'Yisrael lomar. But till now we're talking about where the Jew asked the guy to do it, and the guy says, fine, I'll do it, I'll even do it for free. But the Jew initiated it. But, says the Ramah, in a place where the guy initiated with the Jew, lomar she'yelech lo b'chinam, he came over to him and says, oh, I heard you want to deliver a package, I'm happy to do it for free. Vadai daito ala tova shekiba mimenu v'shari. Zot Ramah, there it's for sure, he's only waking up and volunteering to do it without being asked because of a tova that he got, and therefore even those shitas that were machmir in a case where the Jew initiated it, even though the guy was masked to do it for free, even they will be masked over here that it would be okay if the guy initiated. Says the Mishabura in Sifkot and Tezvav, Sharei ha'eno Yehudi me'elav. This is going back on the Mechaber, that even if the Jew initiated it, but the guy says he'll do it for free, it is mutter, because it's ke'ilu, they made a katzitza, because the guy only is doing it because he feels that he got a favor from the Jew. Pirish. De'ein ha'Yisrael kofa osa al-kach. The Jew is not forcing the guy to do it. Elo me'atzmu hu misratza l'holi chayigeres. Rather, on his own, he wants to deliver this letter. V'talinon, and we assume, shemashen isratza, that which he's happy to do it, hu mipnei ha'tova shekibu mimenu mikfar. It's because of some good that the guy received from the Jew already. V'adayte d'nafshe kovet, and therefore he's doing it on his own, he's not doing it because of the Jew. He's doing it, adayte d'nafshe, just as if he was looking forward to getting paid for it. It would be the same thing. But the Ramah said, there are those who argue, in this case, where the Jew initiated it, and the guy decides to do it for free, and the Ramah told us, v'tov lahachmir. According to this lashon, that it's good to be machmir, it is mashma that it's only good to be choshesh for this more stringent shita. And similar to the Ramah, the Taz is also mashma that the Ikir Shita is the first opinion, that Be'etzim it's mutter. Aval b'darchei Moshe, simin reishin and beiz mashma de daituhu ki yesh cholkim. However, from the Darchei Moshe, it's mashma the Ikir Shita is like the second opinion that it is usser. V'chein b'lovush u'be'al yiraba b'simin zeh mashma de usser b'chinam. They're also mashma that to do of a free will be usser as well. V'al kein mehanochon sheyiktov lo al kolponim eiza dover muat avur zeh. Therefore, to avoid the whole shayla, try to make it that he's not doing it for free and at least set a small price to do. V'havei kekotzatz. And then it's like you set a price. Kevan shekibel olav sheyiaz eschar. Since he accepted upon himself that would be his wages. V'chein kosa b'chay odom. And that's what the Chayyim writes as well. To avoid this machlokas altogether, better to have the goy not to offer free to get a small amount of money. It would be ki'ilu kotzatz like sif aleph, and therefore it would be permissible. Says the Mechaber in Sifhei, im ha'enu Yehudi holich mi'atzmo lomakom acher. If the goy anyway was traveling to that location, v'Yisrael nosein lo igeres, and the Jew sends along a letter, mutter b'chol gavna. That's going to be mutter in all cases. So this is even better. The goy is going there anyway. He's not on his own like the last sif deciding he's going to go do a favor for the Jew, and therefore it must be he got something from the Jew. Rather, in this case, he's going anyway. And therefore, he says, no problem, give me the letter. That's mutter no matter what. Says the Mishaburah, Sukkotin Yudzayin, holech me'atzmo, v'im yodea shemar b'haderach b'shvilo aser. But if the Jew knows that the goy is going to extend his way, he's going further for the Jew, that would already be aser, because that's like you're sending him on a shlichus. But in a case where he's not going any further for you, he's going to the exact place that you need, that would be mutter b'chol gavni in all cases, sefkotun yudches. Hainu afilu lo kotzatz litein lo sochar ele bistama. This is talking about a case where you did not set a price like in sif aleph, he just gave it to him stam. The kaim ulam b'sif aleph, we hold in general, when you give a goy a letter stam to deliver, the usher lishloach al yado, that it's forbidden to send it in the hands of a goy. Kishein kavua beidoar, when there's no set postal man that the letter is going to. Why? The chayshinan shemaloyim tzenu bebeso. Because we're worried the postal man who works sometimes, it doesn't work other times, he's not set, he might not be found in his house. V'yelech acharo b'shabbos, and the goy who is delivering the letter might go searching for him on Shabbos, and that will look like he's delivering this letter, which has recognizable signs that it's being sent from a Jew. Looks like he's working for the Jew on Shabbos. Afilu hachi sharinon kan. So even though this case is identical to the case in Sif Aleph, where we said it was forbidden because it was not a ketzitza, they didn't set a set price. Over here, it's mutter. Why? Kevan she'ein ha'eno Yehudi holech b'shlichuso. Here, the guy is not going there to do your shlichus. Elo shemi'atzmo holech sham. He's going there anyway. He's going there on his own. And then we say, bevadai im lo yimtzeenu lo yichapes acharav. If he doesn't find him, he's not doing you any favors, he's not going around looking for him. When he's being sent as your shaliach, so he wants to complete his shlichus, then we're worried if he doesn't find him in the place he's supposed to be, or that he's sometimes found, he's going to walk around looking for him on Shabbos. But here the guy is going anyway, he says no problem, I'll take it, but he's not really going as a shaliach, and therefore we don't assume that he'll start searching for him on Shabbos, and therefore the whole reason why we ask him in Sif Aleph when there's no ketzitza would not apply over here. I guess I'll just drop it off somewhere and leave it for someone to give to him. He would not walk around with this letter on Shabbos since he's not really a shliach to deliver this letter. Says the Mishaburah Vayter, V'davka im yeh shehus lagia sham mibod yom. But this is specifically if there will be time to reach the place before Shabbos. Aval im ein shehus lagia sham mibod yom asar af bazeh. But even if he's sending it, because the guy is going there anyway, if the goy will not get there before Shabbos, it will still be a problem. The after halichaso b'shvil atzmahu, because even though it is true, his walking to that location is for his own purposes. He was going there anyway. Mikomokom mashen notzei hamichtavu b'shvil Yisrael. But the ma'aseh, that which he's carrying the letter is for the Jew, and he'll end up carrying the letter on Shabbos for the Jew, and therefore that would be a problem. V'da'an, you should know. Deliten lo b'Shabbos aser l'kuliyama afilu b'holich me'atzmo. This whole heter is to give it to him before Shabbos, but to actually give him the letter on Shabbos, even if he's going there on his own, is aser according to everyone. You can't hand the guy the letter on Shabbos. V'afilu katatz lo scharo mibodyom avur zeh. Even if you made a set price with the guy before Shabbos, like in the Sif Aleph where it's mutter, that's only if you gave it to him before Shabbos, as was clearly stipulated in Sif Aleph. But if you give it to him on Shabbos, it'll be aser. Therefore, you can't give over a letter to the post office, to the doar, on Shabbos. Let's read the brackets. Umei erev Shabbos mutter, but on erev Shabbos it would be mutter. The ala post have a tomid kotzatz. Giving it to the post office is always considered like a tzitza. The afim eno mishalim kan. Even if you're not paying him here, mikomokom yitzorach l'shalim mishen ishtalach lo. And the person who will be receiving the letter on the end, other end, will be paying the money. That's always considered a tzitza when you're sending it through the doar. But in our case, I'm just going back before the brackets to read it without the brackets now. V'alkein also litin igeres ala post b'Shabbos. Since you can't give over the letter to a guy on Shabbos, you can't give the letter to the doar on Shabbos. Afilu b'mokom shi'esh erev, even if there is an erev, there's no problem of carrying. V'afilu al yidei eino yehudi aser davar zeh, even giving it to a guy to give it to the postman on Shabbos would be aser. V'lo mahani ketzitza al Shabbos gufa. And as we know, ketzitza, making a set price, doesn't help for Shabbos itself, and therefore you can't even give it to Goy 1 to give to Goy 2 to bring it on Shabbos. Ach b'mokom hefsid gadol. However, if it's a case where it would be a great loss, yesh lahatir b'chiyagavna, then you could be matir giving it to Goy 1 to give it to Goy 2, who is the postman, to have a shvus to shvus b'mokom pseida. That would be considered a shvus to shvus b'mokom pseida, which is mutter. The shalobim kom hefsid, but if it's not a case of a loss, yesh lahachmir afilu b'erev Shabbos, shalo litein le'enu yehudi ha'igeres, shu yitein osu ala post b'Shabbos. But if it's not a case of a loss, you should be machmir, even on Friday, not to give it to a guy who's going to give the letter to the postman on Shabbos. V'afilu b'kotas, even if you made a set price, sherei miyached melachto al Shabbos, because there you're actually asking him to work for you on Shabbos and to give it over to the postman on Shabbos. Now let's finish the simon and let's go to Siv Vav. Mi sheyesh lo socher eino yehudi lashana o yoser, oser l'shalcho erev Shabbos bigeres. This Siv, as we'll see in the Mishavura and the Bialacha, is identical to the halacha that we had earlier in the case where there was a chashva person who has a person working him as his writer or his weaver. So if you remember, we discussed over there that if he's not makbe, that he works every day, he's only there for one job, so it's okay for him to do it on Shabbos because you're not machpidus on Shabbos. If he doesn't do it on Shabbos, do it on Sunday. But if he's hired for all the malachos, so then you gain by him working on Shabbos because you don't want him to do it on Sunday because you have other work for him to do on Sunday. This will be, as we will see shortly, the same idea. So the Mechaber says, Mi sheyesh lo sochir einu yehudi l'shana yoser, a person who has a hired worker who is not Jewish for a year or more, Usr l'shalcho erev Shabbos b'igeres, you can't send them on Friday with a letter. Says the Ramah, Umiyu, however, im lo secharo rak l'shlichos igeres, if he's only hired to be a letter deliverer, yesh matir, and there are those who are matir, like we just mentioned, kemoshin isbar l'el, simen reish mem beis sivhei. Now let's see the Mishavura of Katan Yotes. The Mechaber said, it is usr to send him on erev Shabbos. Demashu schiro l'shono lo nechshav kekzitza. That which you hired him for the year and you're paying him a salary for the year, that's not considered a ktsitsa, making a set price. V'dino b'chol ha'pratim k'mavur la'el b'sif aleph b'lo kotzatz. And therefore it follows all the rules that we had in sif aleph in a case of sending a goy without stipulating a set price beforehand. Elo de b'zem mekelinon de'ein aser elo b'erev Shabbos. But we're lenient over here, as opposed to sif aleph that we said you can't send it even on Sunday. Over here we're lenient, we said you only can't send it on erev Shabbos. V'atam k'moshe bi'arna b'bi'alacha, we'll see shortly the reason in the bi'alacha why over here we're only makbid on sending it on Friday, as opposed to Sif Aleph, we're makbid even sending it on Sunday. But first let's finish the Mishaburis of Katan Chaf, and that's going in the Ramah, who says that if he's only hired to deliver letters, there are those who are matir, like we learned earlier. Hainu deya harishon hasham, this is like the first opinion that we learned over there, the svirle that holds, the zeo nechshav kekotzatz, this is in fact the ketzitza. Ayin Sham Hatam, look over there for the reason. Umikomakom Aser Lomer Lo Sheelach B'Shabbos Kanal B'Sif Aleph. However, it would be Aser to tell him to actually go on Shabbos, that'll be forbidden, but you would be allowed to send him out on Friday according to the second opinion. Let's see the Bir Halacha over here, top line on page 22. Hatam, the reason is, again, the reason why the Mechaber is saying over here that if the guy is hired as your worker for a year or more, it's Aser to send him out on Friday with a letter. The af shuhu kotzeitz lo scharo avur kol hashana. Even though you have a set price that you're paying him for the year, mikomokom lo chashvinen zeke kotzatz. This is not considered a ktitza. If you make a set price, how much you're going to pay him to deliver this letter, that's a ktitza. But tell him I'm paying you for the year, for the work you're going to do for me, that's not a ktitza. Why? The ikar time of the ktitza mahani, the ikar reason why a ktitza works is mishum de ein li Yisrael nafkamina mizeh. That says when the Jew sets a price, when you deliver this letter, I'll pay you $100. There's no difference to the Jew. The im lo yase biyom zeh, yase biyom acher. If he doesn't fix your suit on Shabbos, he'll fix it on Sunday. You don't need it till Wednesday anyway. You don't need the letter delivered necessarily on Shabbos. You didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos. If he doesn't do it on Shabbos, he'll do it on Sunday. So that's why a ketzitza is okay, because the Jew's not makbid when it's done. He's just paying him by the job when the job gets done. The ha'eno Yehudi adayti denavshi ovid lemayer lahashlem lachto. And the guy who decides to do it on Shabbos, he's doing it on his own volition. He wants to finish the job as quickly as possible. He wants to make the money. Avol be'inyan zeshu socher lekol ha'melachos. But in our case over here, where he's a hired worker for all jobs that you have, karov levadei sheyitzdarech lemacher lemalach acheres. It's almost for sure you can have another job for him to do tomorrow. Because again, the mechaber is going, assuming that this person is a hired worker for all areas. And therefore, if he doesn't do it on Shabbos, you're not going to be happy if he does it on Sunday. Because Sunday you have a different job for him to do. You might have some writing for him to do on Sunday, some sewing. And therefore the Jew is gaining by the goy doing the melacha on Shabbos. Therefore he's like your messenger. According to this, then really the mechaber should have asked for this on Sunday as well. If it's not considered like a tzitza, because the svara doesn't apply, so it should follow the rules of no ktitza like Sef Aleph, where it's usher even on Sunday. So why here's not usher on Sunday? Elo de mishum de svara zu, de zelo choshev kekotzatz, lo psikale kolkach. This that the mechaber is saying it's not a ktitza is not so pasha to him. And as he's saying it's not a ktitza, but he's not fully convinced. Like the Beis Yosef discusses, it's not so pasha, it's not a ktitza. There is a tzad to say it is a ktitza. Therefore, he's mitzarif two opinions. One is that some people hold this is considered a ktsitsa, unlike we explained before. That combined with the fact that we have the lenient shita of the Ramah and Sif Aleph, that even without a ktsitsa, if you send it before Friday, it's mutter. The Ramah is very lenient. Send it on Wednesday, Thursday, no problem. As long as you don't send it on Friday. And therefore, the Mechaber over here puts the two things together, even though he doesn't feel it's a real ktsitsa, and it should be us for the whole week. L'maisa, there are those who hold it is a ktsitsa. And even if not, there are those who hold that without a ktsitsa, it's also okay before Friday. And therefore, the Mechaber passes over here that it would only be us to send them out on Friday. That concludes Siman Reish Mem Zayin, and Amir Hashem, tomorrow we will begin Siman Reish Mem Ches.